Well, hey Chuck, how are you doing this morning?
Aaron, what's up? I'm doing okay. Freshly evicted. It's okay. That happens. But I'm doing well. Wish I was still fighting there with my house guests, but I'm not. It's okay.
Yeah. What's the most surprising thing you've learned since you've been out of the house now, like 12 hours or so?
The most surprising thing that I've learned about what's still happening and what's kind of cascaded to me getting outside of the house
Yep.
would be Camus going up to Lala and throwing us under the bus. And me and Haley knew that it had to be someone with the most influence in the house. And if you're in the house, everyone knows Camus has arguably the most influence. And he's a strong competitor. People see that and are gonna listen to him. So I knew it could only be a few people that could go into Lala's HOH room and change her mind.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did any red flags when your ally Kamu didn't want to use the veto?
Yeah, that was the biggest red flags ever, right? The fact that my ally Kamu didn't want to use the veto on me, who, I chose him to play, that told me everything. I knew he was drawing a line in the sand. I knew that he was siding a little bit more with the icons, D, Devins, and Angela. And so him telling me that he didn't want to risk D and Devins being renominated, I'm like, dude, it's us. It's me and Haley on the block. Wouldn't you rather D and Devins, one of them go home rather than me or Haley? So it was writings in the sand. And once you tell that guy didn't change his mind, and once he had his mind set, I knew it was like, yeah, it's like almost talking to a dead horse.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, like, this week, we saw you hang out with Haley. Obviously, you guys are very close. Do you feel like you did enough campaigning this week? Taylor was really trying to get you to campaign, and you did not seem to want to take that advice.
I did not want to take that advice because I felt that I did not see her as a strong competitor. And so that's on me, not seeing her as a strong competitor, to want to listen to her advice. Did I hear it out? I heard it out. But I took it with a grain of salt, right? I wanted to truly campaign how I wanted to campaign. I know that certain times people's minds are made up. And when it's coming from such a influential source, people are not going to sway, right? And of course, it's, a big target. Get Chuck out. I knew people were going to potentially try and take that swing, but I felt like I would be that first official shield in the house, right? Keeping me in, you know that most likely someone's going to throw me on the block again that next week, right? And so it truly would save anyone else from being on that block. Of course, you'd have two other people, but I did not want to campaign because I didn't want to get messy, right? I don't want to throw Barrett on a bus. I don't want to keep saying, telling people Barrett's a floater, and I knew I didn't want to be going about my game being messy, but hindsight, maybe 2020, could have done a little bit better job.
Okay. Yeah, I know you were very close with Haley, and obviously at some point Kamu, although that sort of blew up a little bit last week. Do you feel like you made enough connections in the house? Like, who else in the house did you feel close to?
I felt close to Yosh, and that was the other only person I really felt close to in the house. I'm someone to where I thought I could leave my heart at the door, right? This game is truly interesting. You think you can leave your heart at the door. You think you can go in there and lie and do all these other things, right? But the minute I felt that people were being deceitful towards me, or the minute I felt people were lying or, keeping information away from me, I truly could not. I couldn't want to build anything more. I couldn't build a relationship in the house with them because I'm now know that you are potentially trying to get me out of this game. So that's where I struggled, was the minute I felt someone was, lying to me, I just could not want to build a relationship with them.
Yeah, obviously last week things sort of blew up. People flipped and everything. You told Julie you'd go after Lala and Taylor, but why not Kamu or D or Angela and these people that flipped on you?
And it's because I'm learning so much new information on, the reasons being who flipped and who cascaded that information, right? And Kamu's a hell of a player, right? Kamu's someone to where you want to backdoor the guy, right? You don't want to give that guy multiple chances to get himself off the block, right? And it's something to where Lala was going to be on that block. If I was HOH, there's no way Lala was going to not see that block. That's crazy. The way she treated me that last week, there was no way I could not do that. Call it tit for tat, but it's just like it's how I want to play my game. Everyone plays their game truly differently. And then the other two, right? Taylor gave me some really good advice, but I felt like she wasn't vying for me to change Lala's mind. And I felt we had a pretty good relationship, And that kind of hurt me a little bit too, right there. And then that third person, it was truly going to be who I needed to get to the bottom of, who is lying to me. And I know I would not put Kamu up if I was HOH. He truly would be someone that I would have to backdoor renom just because that is a strong competitor right there.
Yeah, he is. I know you had an interesting relationship with Lala. I think the thing that people are confused about is like, you kind of were like, she's confused, she doesn't know what's going on. And maybe to an extent that's true, but she did win HOH and you went out on her HOH. So can we give her
Bro,
flowers a
right.
little
So
bit?
what a successful HOH, right? She's back. She's a badass, right? And excuse my language. She's a beast, right? And I kept saying she was confused because she just goes about the day not integrating herself in conversations, not talking game with anyone. Everyone you talk to says the same thing. Lala doesn't talk game with anyone. So anytime you hear that, you're like, so does she know how to play this game? Is she trying to play this game? Or is she just trying to play the mom role of the house, right? And we're all grown adults, and we did not, we don't, we're not going to just bring you all the way to the end. Well, I'm not there no more. People aren't just gonna bring you all the way to the end because she's playing that mom role of the house. You truly need to play the game, and you're going to see the block, and you cannot be mad if you see the block because you did not try to play the game. And as we saw in the tea party, I think she kind of revealed all.
What was the hardest part about actually living in that house with other people?
Oh my, the hardest thing about living in that house with other people was trying to live with that, living with that many personalities and people are potentially being deceitful was arguably the hardest thing, right? You're living with big personalities and big liars. So that mix will truly have you, if your mental is not right, truly going into just paranoid mode. So hands down would be just living with big personalities who are all trying to deceive, trying, who are all being deceitful, right? Because there can only be one winner.
Yeah, I know we have to wrap up, Chuck, but last question. How much Big Brother did you watch going into the show? Do you feel like you could have watched more?
Could have completely watched more, 100%. But I loved it because it felt so. I loved it. I truly really loved it. Could have watched more, but I loved it because I didn't want to mimic my game like anyone else, right? I did not want to go into this game being like, I want to be like that last guy or that person or have my game look just like that girl or have people see me like this person. So truly, I loved it and I wouldn't change it either way because, also when I got into the red corner, I was like, oh, this is great, right? Like we can skate by it and fight each other towards the end. But truly, it was minimal. Could have watched more, but hey, things.
No worries, Chuck. It was lovely chatting with you today,
Sharon,
and
you're the
yeah.
best.
All right, have a good one, okay?
Okay, have a great one.
Bye.
Have a good weekend.